Hi.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hi. My name is Mary Lou Hoffman, and I am the Page Princess. I love to read. I'm never more than a few feet from a book. My love for reading evolved into a love for blogging to let others know what I've read and what I think about it. Maybe you'll enjoy the book, too. I started my blog about 2 years ago, and if you haven't been by yet, I'd love for you to visit me at, ready, pageprincess-mlm.blogspot.com. Here on this podcast, I intend to provide reviews and do a few author interviews. So, you may ask yourself, what makes me qualified for this? Well, let me tell you a little bit about myself. I started reading when I was 4 years old, and I haven't quit yet. All through my school years, I had to quite literally be shoved outside and the door locked behind me to get me out of the house. And I'd usually sneak a book out with me and sit under a tree and read. I was reading on a 12th grade level by the time I started the 4th grade, and since reading was mandatory in our district until 10th grade, they had to find something to do with me. I was offered to take the Evelyn Woods speed reading course as an alternative, and I shined, and they let me just read. I was the student who finished first on nearly every test just so I could go back to whatever book I currently had in my bag. And when I moved from one apartment to another as a young lady, half my boxes were books. These days, I read 5 to 10 books a week, usually on my Kindle, and I write reviews on them. This is in addition to a full-time job, a home to care for, and a wonderful boyfriend to spoil. There are quite a few authors who ask me to read their books prior to publication so that I can provide a release day review. A limited number of authors actually ask me to read as they write or soon after they type the end to look for the errors in their timeline or their grammar, and that's called beta reading, and I love it. I'm very proud that I'm asked to do that. I'm always honored by their confidence and my assistance to them. As of today, I have written reviews for over 580 books just in the last 2 years. Some are traditionally published books, but many of them are self-published, also known as independent or indie authors. There are some real gems out there just waiting to be discovered, and I can't wait to introduce you to some of my favorites. One of my biggest thrills to date was the day that a big publishing house contacted me to read and review a soon-to-be-released book from an author I have admired for years, an author whose name would be recognized by anyone who enjoys romance. Sorry, I can't tell you who. My favorite books to read are romance, especially paranormal romance. But that doesn't mean that it's all I read. I read everything, from children's books to erotica, how-to manuals to self-help, and spiritual guidance. If nothing else is around, I'll read the billboard or a cereal box. I am crazy about reading. I've been known to attend midnight release parties for the next book in a series. Have you? Maybe I've seen you there. As I stated previously, I will be posting reviews and interviews here. Let me know if there's a particular book you want to know about, or an author. Have you maybe written a book? Maybe I could interview you. Or maybe you know an author who would like to get their name put out there some more. I'm looking for your input. You can suggest a book for review. Contact me. Let's talk. Now, my website again, which is probably the easiest way to contact me, is pageprincess-mlm.blogspot.com, and I really would love to hear from you. Okay, remember when I spoke about release day reviews? Well, on July 21st, 2015, Devouring Rain was released by one of my favorite indie authors, Zoe Derrick. I don't miss a book that she writes. Devouring Rain is the 5th book in her 69 Bottles series. 69 Bottles is the name of the band, and the series chronicles their latest tour and the romances that are formed. It's a very, very spicy read. In fact, you must be 18 to read those books. Now, the description from the publisher says, Loving someone means you give them your heart, your soul, and everything in between. For 69 Bottles drummer Dex Harris, life has always been about taking what he wants from women and then walking away. That is, until Rain Montgomery came barreling into his life, a force to be reckoned with and a woman he couldn't ignore. She's showing him that there is more to a woman than a temporary cure to boredom. With all their demons laid out on the table, the path to healing can begin. Dex quickly finds he's replacing a drug addiction with a Rain addiction, devouring her at every possible moment. Taking her to new heights and pushing her limits is what he's determined to do. With the help from a couple of new friends, Dex and Rain quickly find a new dynamic to their relationship. Really does work for them. But is it what she really wants? Can she surrender herself to him in every way? Path starts knocking on his door. Will he be able to protect Rain from his transgressions? Or will the sins of his past rip apart the one thing that has brought him the most joy? She's tamed him. Now it's time to show her what true love really means. A rock band, a tour bus, and one wild ride. Content warning. This story may contain sexual acts, and forget the may, content and otherwise erotic adventures between a man and a woman. Domination, submission, floggers, handcuffs, whips, rope, punishments, and raw sexual pleasure in a playroom. May also contain just a tiny bit of F on F, which is a female-female romance. The author is not responsible for panty changing, cold showers, boyfriend, husband, significant other breaking, or the events that may cause you to read one-handed. Batteries are not included. This story may also contain discussion of drugs, drug addiction, drinking, alcohol addiction, and some violence. Reader discretion is advised. My review, 5 crowns, solid 5 crowns. This is the 5th book in the 69 Bottles series. They do need to be read in order. Absolutely do not attempt to read this book without reading Claiming Addison, Craving Talon, Redeeming Kyle, and Taming Dex first. Well, okay. Technically, for this one, you only need to read Taming Dex. But you really don't want to miss out on the threesome awesomeness that is Addison, Talon, and Kyle. Devouring Rain picks up where Taming Dex left off. And you should probably also read 1 Week, another standalone story, as well for that background story. If you don't read it before, I predict you're going to be scrambling for it afterwards anyway. Those characters are something, and you do want to know them. Dex refers to himself as an assholian. In Devouring Rain, Dex proves that there is nothing more lovable than a redeemed assholian. Paired up with friends Dakota and Derek from Zoe Derek's 1 Week, Dex and Rain are exploring their relationship and making the decisions that will lead to their happily ever after, if they can put their past behind them. They are very active in an alternative lifestyle as dominant and submissive. I loved all of the relationships presented, not just between Dex and Rain, but all the band members, their staff and friends, and I enjoyed the ins and outs of their interactions. The BDSM lifestyle is beautifully and realistically represented. I said it before, and I'll say it again, about the steam factor for this story, as in all of the books in this series, it is a read-it-one-handed kind of book. Have your husband, boyfriend, boy toy, or your personal B.O.B. on standby, because they are going to love this book, too, even without reading it. I may have been heard to whine, but I don't want to fill in the blank. Fix dinner, eat, sleep, go to work. I didn't want to do any of that when I had to attend to life while reading this book. In fact, this whole series. I wouldn't miss a book from Zoe Derek if the earth was on fire and the aliens were swarming. I hope you enjoyed this review, and I know you'll enjoy the book if you pick it up. Until next time, thank you for visiting with me, Mary Lou, the Page Princess. And one last time, that blog address is pageprincess-mlm.blogspot.com. See you soon.